Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Go to Messiah. And Messiah, how you doing, brother?
Considering the circumstances, I'm okay.
All right. Tell us that night. Take us back. You're riding. You run into traffic. Clearly, downtown is now in the middle of a protest. You are directed to go a different route than what you were originally going from the police department, I assume. And you see a comrade that you know, and he's being pulled down to the ground. Tell us about what we see on the camera, because the first thing we see on the body cam, he's already on the ground and he is screaming, and he knows he's in some level of duress. Tell us what happened when you see him. You wanted to get him out of that situation. Tell us, when you first hear him, did you know he was walking downtown, or did you just happen to come upon him?
I literally just so happened to see my brother, and from that moment, we probably spoke maybe 10 seconds before he was tackled to the ground. From that point on, I was just really confused. I remember seeing his face, and we kind of just mouthed to each other, like, what's going on right now, as he's, you know, getting tackled. And it was really just so frightening.
They did. We see them. We see him kind of hollering out to them, and you like, just let him get in the car. You like, hey, I can. Right. We'll get out of here. We want to get out of here. Let him get in. But they got him fully pinned down to the ground. You proceed to. They direct you to drive off, or they direct you to keep going. It appears like was traffic stopped. It looked like traffic was back completely up for you, where you were.
Yes. There was no way for me to actually, you know, go anywhere while they were telling me to leave. The only reason in my eyes that they were telling us to leave is because we were, you know, witnessing brutality literally not even a few feet away from us. So I guess they just were trying to get us to, you know, not experience that. However, you know, there's really nowhere to move. And then once it kind of clears up, you know, I do proceed to go because they're telling me to do so.
To get out.
However, in the moments that I can't move, I'm trying to get him in the car because, honestly, this honestly could have all been avoided if he just was able to get in the car and you know, come with us. But they kind of wouldn't even allow that. And before the situation was even escalated, they kind of enticed everything.
Did you see that many officers, 6-7 officers, running for your car? And if you did, what did you think they were running towards your car for? Did
At
you see
first,
them kind of
really,
running behind the car?
Honestly, I thought they were going somewhere else when they started, you know, rushing, but literally, they just came up to the car and started to, you know, pound on the doors and proceed to break the glass.
You're sitting in your car. You had your phone. You were recording a little bit of what was going on. We see the phone kind of in your lap or whatever. They start hitting the window. The first time they struck the window, it didn't break, it appears. Then there's an officer pulling at the door where Tanai is. There's an officer yelling in your door. Tell us what was going through your mind. What did you think was happening? Why did you think they were just
so confused?
Very aggressive. Oh, yeah.
I was really confused, honestly, because it was just, we literally weren't doing anything at all. Right. We were following the instructions, and it was just kind of like they just saw through everything that was going on, and they had an initial, I don't know, vendetta or something. I'm not sure, but they kind of just did what they wanted to, and just continued to wreak havoc on the car. I literally thought I was about to die in those moments, especially when the glass broke and I saw like tasers pointed at me. At first, you know, I didn't realize they were tasers. I thought, you know, if you see something hitting, pushing your face real quick, you're going to, you know, think the worst. I literally thought I was about to lose my life with Tanai.
So they able to get Tanai. It seemed like they got Tanai's door open before they got yours. She is screaming. She is in full scream mode. I'm getting out. I'm getting out. I'm getting out. And at the same time, had they already shot the taser? Because I see her tangled up in the taser wire. Did you realize that you had been tased, that a taser probe was in you?
I kind of felt something, but I didn't really know what was happening. I kind of just acted on, you know, instinct. I wanted to protect her, but all my might, you know, with everything I had, I knew that this could potentially hurt her, and I didn't want her to feel anything, you know, negative or anything that I was feeling. So I just tried to, you know, take out the tasers or shield her with my arm as best as I could.
So they were, because I wasn't sure whether they tried to tase her as well. I wasn't sure. I see the wire going all over the car. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
They were trying to tase her. People on her side had tasers. People on my side had tasers.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, I just tried to catch them and, you know, do what I could to avoid this from happening. She did get tased, though. She definitely got tased. That's so unfortunate, but, you know, it's really ridiculous that she really had to feel this horrible, horrible sensation. I would not wish that on anyone at all.
So they pull you out of the car, they hurt your arm, somehow your arm get cut, you're lacerated, requiring 24 stitches, I believe, in your elbow region. Tell us what...
About 20 stitches in my elbow, yes. I'm not completely sure what the major gash was from. I think it was from the glass that was shattered. But yes, I had around 20 stitches in my arm and in other minor places. I also have like bruises on my ribs and back area due to...
Wow.
Blows.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back to Naya. We saw you just screaming. When we come back, tell us what you experienced and tell us what was going through your mind. Again, News and Talk 1380 WALK, what started off was a simple date to go grab something to eat, turned into a night that these two young people will never forget, and many of us won't. It is impacting the political process and everything, but at the end of the day, these are two people just trying to, they just out because they were hungry, looking for something to eat, and got swept up into what was very brutal. I don't care how you look at it, from what angle you look at it, it was very tough to watch. In the car was also Tanaya Pilgrim. She's a 20-year-old student at Spelman. Tanaya, how are you?
The best I can. Tanaya? Yes, can you hear me?
I can now. We saw you, but we heard you before we saw you. You were very upset. You were, it seemed like, yeah, when we saw them open your car door, it looked like you were the seatbelt. You were stuck in the seatbelt. You were trying to do everything they asked you. You kept yelling, I'm getting out, I'm getting out. Tell us what you remember about that night and how has it changed you?
As at the beginning, the first part, we saw our friend, we're talking to our friend, not expecting any of this to happen. So after it all happened, and we're getting attacked at this point, I was just honestly, like Messiah said, I was very confused. I didn't know what was going on. I thought that it was going to be the last time I was alive. I thought that it was going to be the last breath I took. I was terrified, literally. I didn't know what to do. I was trying to think of the right things to do, but as I was doing the things I thought were right, it was clear that it still wasn't good enough.
They snatch your door open. You have at some point, somebody has a gun, apparently, because one of the charges from the district attorney was a pointing of a gun. Windows is crashing. There's a lot happening around you all. Windows were being burst out in the back. Tires were being slashed in the front. The officers yelling at you. One is yelling at Messiah.
Yeah.
You seem to be very confused based on what we could see. They wanted you out of the car. When they finally got you out of the car, what did they do? Because we couldn't see that. Were you detained, arrested, put on the ground? What happened? Tell us what happened.
So after they got me out of the car, they threw me onto my neck. And they're telling me, turn around, so I guess they can handcuff me. And I'm telling them I'm trying, to turn around. So then they, flipped me over onto my stomach and zip-tied me and then walked me off to the police van.
At the time you're being walked off, do you have any idea why you're being walked off? Are they telling you committed a crime? What are they saying to you? Is anybody communicating any information to you?
I had absolutely no idea what was going on still. I had no idea what was going on. No one gave me any information. I asked several times, what should I do? I just want to know what happened. Why is this happening to us right now? And I never got a response, an answer, anything. Never. The whole night.
Were you detained or were you arrested as well? Were you taken from the scene to, I guess they were holding Messiah in the CNN center somewhere? I don't know.
Yes. So they put me in the back of the van and they drove the van to the CNN where Messiah was also. And eventually, after about 4 hours, they let me go. And upon letting me go, they still didn't tell me anything that I did wrong.
You had done wrong. Did you know where Messiah was at that time? Because apparently he ended up, Messiah, correct me if I'm wrong, you end up at Grady or at a local hospital to get the probes.
Yes.
They left the probes in your back. Tell us about that. They tased you. So the taser did hit you. Did you feel the taser electrify you at all?
Yes. The entire time I kind of felt, myself getting tased, but I was trying not to let it faze me because I was trying to, do what I could for Tanaya. But once they kind of took her out of the car, I just put my hands on the wheel to show that I wasn't trying to, do anything else. I wasn't trying to entice them or make them upset in any type of way. But after this, everything just kind of escalated even more. And then it was just total chaos, honestly. I was taken to the CNA Center. I was walked from where they, you know, where this happened to the CNN Center, which is a pretty far walk. Everybody else kind of got drove there. I was, you know, escorted there.
That's a good walk. 4-5 blocks up. Because y'all were down by, past the Waffle House, down on, in that area, closer to the CNN. Wow. So, Tanaya, go ahead. I'm sorry, Masai.
Oh, I was just going to add that I was probably at the CNN Center for about 2 hours, 2.5 hours, leaking blood. And I didn't get, you know, official medical attention until probably like 2:30 a.m. And the incident happened in around 9:45. So it was a long time, you know, of me just bleeding out and being in pain.
Masai, let me ask you. I'll start with you, and tonight I ask you the same question. If you could roll this film in your mind and then reality back, what would you want to say to these police officers about who you are and what you're all about? What would you want to say to them that perhaps they missed on that night? Because both of y'all are great students, great individuals. What would you want to say, or what would you want them to know about you? Because they really treated y'all as if y'all were trash. Nothing, nobody. Mm-hmm. You didn't have any right that they were bound to respect. What would you want to say to these officers if you could sit right in front of them upon some reflection? Now, I know if I was sitting in front of them, I'd be cussing, so we don't want you to do that. What would you really want to say to them about what they did to you?
I honestly would just ask why. Like, what was the reason that this needed to get to this point? Why did they feel like they had to do all of this literally for no reason? And I don't mean to boast, but we literally don't do anything. We don't do anything wrong. We don't have any records. We're pretty low-key, so in that sense, you know, we're not troublemakers or people who try to, you know, entice anyone. So at the end of the day, we're really just confused on as to why this had to occur. I don't like to talk about myself or anything, so I'm not gonna, you know, go into that, but I just want to, you know, ask why this would happen.
Yeah. You thought this would be the last thing you have to deal with as a student and just in life in general. Tonight, same question. What would you want to say to these officers if you had the benefit of this not happening and you could have spoken to them before it got to this point? What would you say to them?
In all honesty, I really wouldn't say really anything to them, because it really doesn't matter that we go to Spelman and Morehouse or we're so, you know, just the best kids, because no one should be treated like that for sitting in their car. That shouldn't be allowed for anyone. So I wouldn't want to, like, try to show ourselves off to make it seem like we're so good, you know, so we shouldn't have been targeted. No, no one should be. It's unacceptable, completely unacceptable. That's all I would tell them.
And for this to be, you know, happening in a time of chaos in the country, you know, people were out there to protest against police brutality.
Oh, the very
to protest against
experience. This.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. Look, thank y'all both. Hold on a second. We got to take.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.